back, unfortunately for you, but just temporarily. I'm going to play something from the Climax Golden Twins, a little audio verite from the Far East. As it is quite quiet, I decided to front announce it. Don't tune out. There is actual substance here, so stay tuned for a musical odyssey from Climax Golden Twins.
Thank you. the government to protect the people and to protect our society, why cannot the government say, you will not produce that type of material that is so very harmful to the safety and to the welfare of your family?
Them. It's like something you would see on TV that's far away from you, totally removed.
It was a sort of a no-win situation.
She was 16, and he used to pay me $3 an hour to take her to movies. And once we went to Bambi, and we went to a Linda Ronstadt concert. And her father was he had all these really weird transvestite magazines down in the basement, and her mother weighed like 300 pounds. I'm not kidding. And they had all this weird junk mail down in the basement, and the authorities were going to kick them out because they had all this junk mail, and it was a fire hazard. They had stuff like the Saigon News. And the father was a transvestite, and Debbie used to swear all the time. She was schizophrenic retarded girl, and she would pretend she was on the Mike Douglas show, and she was like soap operas. And we went and saw Bambi once at the Park Forest Plaza, and she started grabbing my hair and my body, and she said she thought I was really groovy. She actually used that word, groovy.
Before I met JFK, my life was in a real mess. A friend told me about their cassette, and I tried one, and things suddenly looked a little brighter.
Can you hear the voice?
Office towers of Coach and Six. We'd like to say thank you to Vinyl Connection as usual. And I'm brain dead today, so I just played a lot of music. Hope that's okay. Usually is. Better than listening to people yak. Anyway, this is show number 7 if you're keeping track. And you really should. You can trade them with your friends, you know. Whatever. Anyway, with this, I'll say goodnight. See you next Wednesday, troopers.